I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. More than anyone else, American composer George Gershwin found great ways to combine classical music and jazz. Gershwin was born in Brooklyn in 1898. He was the second of four children of Morris and Rose Gershowitz, who both came to New York from Russia. George's older brother, Ira, was a straight-A student, but George was definitely not. People used to say, "Mrs. Gershwin has nice children, but she's going to have trouble with that George." When George was 12, the family bought a piano for Ira. But George amazed everyone by sitting down at the keyboard and playing. Turns out that he'd been sneaking over to a friend's house and teaching himself by imitating the way the keys moved on their player piano. A player piano works sort of like a music box. It has a moving roll of paper with holes punched in that make the piano keys go up and down and play. George Gershwin went on to become a very good pianist. George Gershwin loved composing both classical and popular music. The year he became famous for his first classical composition, Rhapsody in Blue, he also had a hit show running on Broadway. The person who wrote the best lyrics, or words, for the songs George composed was his big brother, Ira.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
Ira was just as great at writing lyrics as George was at writing tunes. For most of the 1920s, George and Ira Gershwin wrote two or three musical comedies a year.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man who could ask for anything more.
When George Gershwin found just the right hit song in one of his musicals, he turned it into a concert piece. Ira wasn't the only family member who got dragged into the act when George wrote music. One year, the Gershwins visited Paris, and that trip started George thinking about a composition. He knew just what he wanted to use in his piece, so he sent the whole Gershwin family out to search all over the city for just the right French car horns to put into an American in Paris. When Gershwin met Russian composer Igor Stravinsky, he asked if he could study with him. Stravinsky said, "Tell me how much money you made this year." By then, Gershwin was a very successful Broadway composer, so when Stravinsky heard the answer, he said, "In that case, I should study with you." On a visit to New York, French composer Maurice Ravel said there were two things he absolutely had to do: meet George Gershwin and see one of his shows. Gershwin asked Ravel if he could study with him, but Ravel said no. He was afraid Gershwin might wind up writing second-rate Ravel instead of first-rate Gershwin. Part of Gershwin's genius was the way he combined different musical cultures, from Jewish to jazz, to come up with his special sound. When Gershwin found a book about African Americans in Charleston, South Carolina that he wanted to turn into an opera, he really did his homework. He spent lots of time in South Carolina studying how people talked, lived, and sang. Gershwin wrote his opera Porgy and Bess in 1935, and it's still the best-known, best-loved opera by an American composer. But the most famous piece of classical music by George Gershwin is the first one he wrote, Rhapsody in Blue. Next week, all about rhapsodies. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for Rhapsodic Music on Classics for Kids.